Headline: a diet rich in fish may help the aging brain. We've talked about fish as part of the diet before. Is this a new study?
Not really a new study. They're sort of continuing this from what's called the Framingham study, which was originally designed to look at heart disease and risks of heart disease. And we use this study as one of the mainstays for determining risk of heart disease. In this case, they looked at omega fatty acid levels in a person's bloodstream. That is how much omega fatty acid was part of red blood cells. Omega fatty acids, as the name implies, are fat, and they do incorporate into the membranes of cells. And so the idea being is if it incorporates into the membranes of cells and maintains these cells, maybe these cells work better. And so their hypothesis was, well, does this relate to brain function and the size of the brain? So they measured these omega-3 fatty acids in over 1,500 people, average age was 67, and then they did an MRI, and they looked at the brain size, and they found that those who had the lowest level of omega-3s, and keep in mind, though, that they measured the omega-3s over a three-month time, and these people are 67 years old, so it's a very small window. And then they found that the brains were a little smaller. They also found that those people had slightly less better outcomes with regards to memory testing, abstract reasoning, and function. But that's all they could really say, Steve. They really, the headline itself can be a little bit misleading. And I'm sure you have questions about that as well.
Well, I've always understood that you're supposed to have two servings of fish per week, but that you can also take fish oil supplements.
Well, you can. And the issue is as well is that, again, this was only a three-month window. And so there's some questions that you know, when a study like this is presented, that we have to sort of question with regards to their assumptions. So first of all, does the volume of the brain really mean or is proportional to a person's memory and cognitive abilities, you know, because it's a slight decrease? Or is there something else that's going on that led to this condition in these people? You know, what did they eat all their lives? Because, again, it's only for the past 3 months. So does this mean that those that had better levels of omega fatty acids had a better lifestyle throughout their life? So those are some of the questions as well. So you can't really isolate the omega fatty acids. They could certainly be representative of a particular lifestyle choice for these people. People who are on the Mediterranean diet, for example, tend to have better cardiovascular outcomes. So these kind of studies where they look at single issues, they look at, I know, it could be omega fatty acids, could be a particular vitamin, and only isolate that and then try to look at causation as opposed to correlation. That's the problem with this particular study. We can't hang our hats on this. All we can say from this, Steve, is that sure, you know, a Mediterranean diet, there have been many studies show that it is beneficial for you. That is fruits and vegetables, not very much beef, more chicken, not too much dairy, grains, fish, that kind of thing. Sure, that's going to be very healthy for you. It's real food. It's not processed food. And I think that might be the sort of conclusion that we can come to out of this, as opposed to just saying, you know, if you take fish oil supplements, you're going to necessarily have better brain function. It's just the body doesn't work that simply. There's a lot of complex things that go on to lead to health outcomes.
Okay, appreciate you joining us again this week. We'll talk to you Monday. Have a great weekend.
You too.